Phil Coulter, his piano and his drummer by the sound of it as well, their interpretation of the carol The Little Drummer Boy. Now, I don't know if people outside of Ireland are familiar with Phil Coulter. Phil, who hails from Derry up in Northern Ireland, a brilliant musician. And I'm not only saying that because he lives in my hometown, but Phil, after he had left college and university, he made a name for himself writing songs, and he had some amazing hits, including a huge hit for Petula Clark with Downtown. And he also wrote a Eurovision Song Contest. In fact, I think he wrote a couple of Eurovision Song Contest winners. Then he turned his hand to playing the piano. And he hasn't looked back since, because he's done a lot of what I call Muzak albums, and they are so well done. He's also done some very good imitations of Floyd Kramer, and I think his arrangements are wonderful. He does a lot of world tours playing piano and bringing an orchestra with him, a small orchestra, and bringing some singing stars as well. But there, that was his interpretation of The Little Drummer Boy. And we're talking about icons in Irish music, and I hope I'm not losing you along the way here, because I want to come to another one now. And this one is from, again, the show band era, Larry Cunningham. Now, we spoke earlier about people accusing Joe Dolan of being Ireland's Elvis Presley. Well, Larry Cunningham was always being introduced as Ireland's Jim Reeves. Now, I will say that he does sound a little bit like Jim Reeves, although his Irish accents come through now and again. But can we listen to Larry's interpretation of the song The Memory of an Old Christmas Card? And close your eyes as you're listening to this, unless you're driving the car, of course, and see if it sounds like Jim Reeves to you. Here's Larry Cunningham.
It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
There's an old Christmas card in an old rusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath that first Christmas tree. I thrilled with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if the tears falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. I don't know why, but I always get the feeling sentimental about this time every year. Every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing of the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you sent me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to get that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eyes. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if the tears falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Yes, definitely. Ireland's Jim Reeves. Would you not agree? Come on, email me and let me know what you think. Now, there was one country and Irish icon, and here's another one. Although we don't hear an awful lot of his material now, but when he was at the height of his fame, if he appeared in any town in Ireland, there was no way could you get in. The people flocked to hear Big Tom sing. Big Tom and the Mainliners. What I liked about Big Tom was, his presentation of country music was just straightforward country music. And secondly, he never, and I've always said this about Big Tom, he never put on a sort of pseudo-American accents. Most of them do that when they sing Irish songs, you know. Well, Big Tom didn't. He had this wonderful accent from Castle Blaney, which is in County Monaghan. And have a listen to and see what you think of Big Tom to spend one more Christmas with you.
Another year has gone by in a wink of an eye. I ask myself, where did it go? It seems like yesterday I saw a reindeer and sleigh and heard Santa laugh, oh ho ho. But in the past year, one memory I hold dear of your love that's so kind and true, and all that I ask, like those years in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. You won't have to shop in Macy's New York for a gift tied with ribbons of blue. All that I ask, like the one past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. It doesn't seem so long since our first Christmas morn, when there was just you and me. As each boy and Santa came into it too. Our children are grown with kids of their own. Once more, there's just you and me. And all that I ask, like those years in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. You won't have to in Macy's New York for a gift tied with ribbons of blue. All that I ask, like the ones in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you. All that I ask, like the ones in the past, is to spend one more Christmas with you.
That wonderful accent of Big Tom McBride, and to spend one more Christmas with you. Here is another email, and it comes in from Eileen. And Eileen said, Joe, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, you played How Can You Buy Killarney? Now, you didn't say who the artist was, but I think it was Bing Crosby. Well, Eileen, it was Bing Crosby, if my memory serves me correctly, and it doesn't always. But there is another version of that, and I think it's by Maureen O'Hara, Joe. If you could you find it? Now, a little confession again, that email came in a couple of weeks ago, and I've had to hunt round, and I've come across this old Irish-American song, How Can You Buy Killarney? Now, I will admit that this is not everybody's cup of tea, but it has happy memories for me. And thanks for asking again for it, Eileen. Here's your request.
Mm-hmm.
those lovely old Irish American songs that I have a great gra for. Gra is the Irish word for love, and you quite often hear that, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland. You'll hear them say, oh, he has a great gra for that. And that was the How Can You Buy Killarney. Here's Patrick Feeney, and he's telling us something that I'm sure we're aware of, but we'll enjoy it nevertheless.
Lovely things. He comes down every chimney each year on Christmas Eve to leave the presents by the tree. In him we must believe. The Christmas trees are laden down with lights and rose galore, and all the presents wrapped up neat are scattered round the floor. There's candles in the windows and lights on high and low. Here are hung from every door. Oh, Christmas time is here again. There's magic in the air when Santa fires up his sleigh and slips it into gear. With Rudolph and the reindeers all ready for to go. It's 1, 2, 3 and off they go. It's Santa's po-po-po.
Somewhat of a show band sound about that one there, and it's Christmas time comes round again. Ho, ho, ho. This next track is our Daniel O'Donnell track, and I played this track a couple of years ago on one of our Christmas programs, and it aroused a great deal of interest from listeners. I think the original was done by Garth Brooks, and it tells the story of the very first nightingale, how the young girl was going along to market and she stopped for a rest and she found an injured bird. And she, well, what few pesos she had, she bought food for it and she bound up its broken wing. And that evening at the midnight service, everybody in the church had to give a present, a donation to the crib. But she had nothing except this bird. And when she placed the bird on the crib, it flew up, its wing well and truly mended, and it sang a beautiful song. In other words, it was the very first nightingale. Daniel O'Donnell and the Gift. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Daniel introduce it himself.
I suppose very often we seem to preoccupy ourselves, especially at Christmas time, with buying expensive gifts and maybe seeing that that's how we're valued. But this next song puts across a whole new meaning if you really take in what it says. Simplicity, caring, and unconditional love. That's what you find in the gift. A poor orphan girl named Maria was walking to market one day. She stopped for to rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered with sand. But soon cleaned and wrapped, it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily gave her last peso on a cage made of rushes and twine. Fed it loose corn from the market and watched it grow stronger with time. Now the Christmas Eve service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the town folk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds and incense and perfumes in packages fit for a king. But for one ragged bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing. Waited till just before midnight, so no one could see her go in. Crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift wasn't worthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness, Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, open the door, let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that had healed good as new. Just then the midnight bells rang out, and the little bird started to sing a song that no words could recapture, whose beauty was fit for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to that cascade of notes sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale's song.
We've been speaking about icons on the Irish music scene during the course of the programme this week, but I think Daniel O'Donnell was the greatest icon of Irish music in the past 50 years. I think I've made that statement before on the programme. I'm not saying he's the best, I'm saying he's the most popular, And I think of all Irish artists, he has received more acclaim from all over the world and still pulls crowds in, no matter what venue. Now, here's a lovely Irish Cajun sound again. I'm full of it this week. And it's Aidan Quinn. Now, just remember that as you listen to this, that this is, it's a Cajun sound, right? Okay, country and Irish, it is Irish. But Cajun music and country music, well, a lot of it had its roots here in Ireland. Santa and the Kids, Aidan Quinn. I want 2, 3, 4.
Christmas time is here again, like every year before. We'll hear Santa on the roof, he won't come through the door. He'll come down the chimney with his cheeks all rosy red. It's time for little boys and girls to be tucked up in bed. Don't look for Santa Claus, my mother used to say, 'cause if he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mom and dad and every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep with haste and no delay. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. Yeah! Santa Claus, my mother used to say, 'cause if he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mom and dad and every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep with haste and no delay. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. Yo!
Sometime in the new year, I want to do a program. It may not be a Sounds Irish program, but it will be a program on how Irish music had an influence on today's American country music. Well, not so much Irish music alone, but Scottish music and French music. French music, particularly when we talk about Cajun music. But I want to play for you now a track called The Fox. Now, I used to have an old 78 of this, sung by Burl Ives. Now, it's been taken and treated by a group called Wee Banjos 3. They have put their own style on it, remarkably Irish sounding, but at the same time sounding sort of country, if you understand what I mean. May not be everybody's cup of tea. Listen to Wee Banjos 3 and The Fox. Thank you.
chilly night. And he prayed to the moon to give him light for many a mile to go that night before we reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before we reached the town. Till he came to the farmer's den, and the ducks and the geese who kept their bin. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. No. Great goose by the neck, and he threw a duck across his back. And hit him on the quack, quack, quack. The legs all dangling down low, down low, down low. Hit him on the quack, quack, quack. And the legs all dangling down low. Oh, the old gray mother, she jumped out of bed. She opened the window when she found that her head saying, John and John, that great goose is gone. The fox is on the town, low, down low, down low. John and John, the great goose is gone. And the fox is on the town, low. Down, down to the den where the little ones there and now tend to sing. Daddy, daddy, better go back again. Must be a mighty funny town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty funny town, oh. Oh, the fox and his wife went on and he strife. They cut off the goose with a fork and knife. And they never had just a supper in the life. And the little ones shoot on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in the life. And the little ones shoot on the bones, oh, hey!
You get out of breath just listening to that. Wee Banjos 3 and The Fox, or part of it. Anyway, it is a rather long track. I want to finish off by playing a track by Barleycorn. Many people listening to the programme will have left Ireland either last year, last week, 20 years ago, or maybe even descended from Irish people. And at this time of the year, they often think of home. And they often think of this little place called Ireland. Listen to Barleycorn.
When my days were filled with brightness and my mind was filled with dreams of the wondrous things that lay ahead in all my boyhood schemes, I thought of dear old Ireland and the sorrow she had seen, and I think of sad misfortunes and how things might have been.
Were filled with brightness and my mind was filled with dreams of the wondrous things that lay ahead in all my boyhood schemes. I thought of dear old Ireland and the sorrow that she had seen, and I think of sad misfortunes and how things might have been. But remember one thing, Irishmen, all gallant, bold and true, this little place called Ireland belongs to me and you. The sorrow that I speak of is the history you all know of our heroes' dreams that had been crushed by the rifles of our foe. How brave young men had died there as they fought with heart in hand. Oh dear God, they went with hearts so brave as for liberty did stand. But remember one thing, Irishmen, all gallant, bold and true, this little place called Ireland belongs to me and you. Oh, think of how our land would be if our troubles were all gone, when our loved ones could all rest with ease and not fear light of dawn, where our children sing and play from early morning light.
her present size. But remember one thing, Irishmen, all gallant, bold and true, this little place called Ireland belongs to me and you. But remember one thing, Irishmen, all gallant, bold and true, this little place called Ireland belongs to me and you.
Well, friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it, and apologies once again for the voice. I actually didn't think I'd be able to finish the program. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, me and mine. Don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until next week, and please God you'll have a more healthy Joe Bollard, saying, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte.